Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And if you would just give me a second, we'll start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. Now it's time for you to learn about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. It's so wonderful to be here today. This is the magical DC love, as I've been told. I'm an angel intuitive. I'm a conscious channel, a healer. I'm an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and as you know, a radio show host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and then every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've sort of been together ever since. It took me a while to realize that it really was a divine connection I had with Joan. She's left this door open, and others have walked through it. And in doing so, it gives me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. It also provides me with the ability to relate and work with so many different kinds of people. And prior to all these beautiful changes, I had a work background in law enforcement, but I've now hung up my 357, and that's a big gun. And I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but love is what we all are, and that's the force that I belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings. And good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. Now I need to tell you guys about me, and I've just been sitting here staring off into space instead of doing what I needed to be doing. All right, I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master's solution technique practitioner, a speaker, and an author. And I use my connection with Source, with all of the divine team that works with me, to help men and women of faith to have a deeper understanding of who they are and what their life is about. Also in helping them to let go of their fears, their habits, their limitations, which sometimes includes your sicknesses, your illnesses, whatever you want to call them. It's all about what you think. Everything starts with what we think. So I help them to change their beliefs, their thinking, so that they are actually creating the life that they desire instead of being stuck in the life that they feel that they don't have any choice about. It's coming into the awareness that you do always have a choice. And then they get to exercise that choice and create a life that they love, a life filled with self-love and self-acceptance. Because once you love yourself truly and accept yourself, then you don't put those limitations on you anymore, and fears no longer have any power in your life. And I stand in that unconditional love that I've come to understand. And when I work with people, it is from a place where everyone is safe, because there is nothing judged, absolutely nothing. And everyone has the complete freedom to be. So you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll see Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website, so that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around at it. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you're looking for. Okay, now it's time for us to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, I just found out about a minute and a half ago that our seventh grandchild is going to be a boy. So I guess it happened on Morning with Jesus. I found the information out, so I had to share. But I have to say, my divine messages have been disappearing for the last half hour, Barbara. I had so many messages, and I don't know where they went. So, of course, I had to, you know, regather and grab new ones, of course. So I'm going to start off with a little prayer that I was guided to read. And the prayer was written by Elizabeth Harper, and it's a prayer for guidance. Angels, open my heart so that I may easily feel your messages of support. Expand my mind so that I may know the right choices to make. Guide me to listen to your gentle whispers so that I might hear the words of wisdom. Help me to see the light of your love so that I can share in your vision. Angels, guide me to be aware of your presence so that I can implicitly trust the guidance that I receive from you as the truth and as my truth. Thank you, and so it is. Now, I just, like I said, I had so many messages, and they just kept disappearing, Barbara. I don't know what kind of day today is, but I'm just going to try to go with the flow. So I'm going to try to find a message, because they all just disappeared. I had messages from Jesus. I had messages from Mother Mary, and I don't know where they went. So Archangel Haniel is saying, DC, take a chill pill. You know, she's talking to Joan Rivers, I guess. Okay. And I'll give you a message. Thank you, Archangel Haniel. So greetings, beloved ones. It is I, Archangel Haniel, whose name means the grace of God. I greet you today with a message of joy. I am honored to connect with each of you. I ask that you spread the joy that you feel to everyone and be ready. And, you know, be ready and be the reason that someone smiles today. This is a beautiful way to make a difference in every person's life as well as your own. Little things can make a big difference. Feel the joy deep within your heart. Joy is your birthright. It is an uplifting emotion. Invite me in if you need help connecting to your joy or as you are working to manifest your earthly desires. Sense my divine frequency. I will assist you as you connect to your higher self, helping you to recognize who you truly are, connecting mind, body, and spirit. With my help, you will enjoy a more peaceful, loving journey, and you will transmute any negativity that you have into positive, more balanced energy. Please accept the help that I am offering to each of you and become aware of the synchronicities that begin to occur. Embrace your life as you will become more open and receive the guidance that you are needing. You will find clarity, and you will find circumstances that caused anxiety or sadness, they are completely restored and harmonized, bringing you peace and understanding. The power you will feel as your life changes comes from within. And with my influence, I will help to bring love and harmony into all areas of your life. You will begin to understand absolute fulfillment, and you will have complete comprehension of your life's purpose. As you are divinely guided, you will be able to move into the direction of your dreams, discovering your true path. The happiness you will encounter will become lasting joy, and I will also help you to find inner fulfillment and to create a more loving life. I am here to help each of you discover your purpose by taking the next step on your path today. Live in the present moment and begin to become empowered as we work together transforming your dreams into reality. Beloved ones, please invite me in your life today. I am Archangel Haniel. And yesterday, Barbara, I was guided, because we, of course, are, you know, we are in the season of spring, as you know. I was guided to do a little spring cleaning. How about you? And as I say this to you, I'm laughing because, well, you know what? No, I'm laughing because I surely am not a domestic goddess by any, you know, sense of the word. And I had Joan Rivers coming in and saying, DC, are you okay? You hate housework, and I hate housework. She's saying, you make the bed, you wash the dishes, and 6 months later, you've got to do it all over again. Can you imagine? So I said, Joan, you know, I was talking about spring cleaning, but you know what? I am not a domestic goddess of any sort, and the type I was talking about was a little bit different. So as we put all our winter clothes away, those heavy clothes, and we save them for next year, it's really a time to go within, and we're going to freshen up, Barbara, and everyone listening, body, mind, and soul. And we're going to realign ourselves with the universal energy. We want to make sure that each of our seven main chakras are clean and clear and that the energy is flowing through them properly. Because collectively, the chakras relate to every area of your life. It could be from love to spirituality. And if you're not sure, you know, where your chakras are, these little energy centers start at the top of your head, which is the crown chakra, and they go all the way down to the base of your spine, which is the root chakra. And there's 7 main chakras. And we don't want any blockages in these areas, because if there's blockages, it'll affect the energy flow and it can even cause physical problems. So one of the easiest methods to really to do this is to breathe in loving, cleansing energy. And we're going to do that for a couple minutes. We're going to start off by please sitting comfortably, and preferably, you know, have your feet on the ground. And if you can, close your eyes and please relax. We're going to start by taking a few deep breaths, very slowly now, in through the nose and then out through the mouth. And one more, please, once again, in through the nose and then out through the mouth. Feel this beautiful energy as the oxygen is beginning to revitalize your body. Now what we're going to do is we're going to invite all the angels in, and we're going to let them to do all the work. Imagine that the angels are holding a beautiful ball of white light, and they're placing it at the top of your head, which is the crown chakra. Keep breathing now. Breathe slowly. You now feel the oxygen as well as the ball of light cleaning and clearing any old energy or residue that has been built up. You begin to feel lighter, and you continue to breathe as the angels direct the ball of light downward into the remaining chakras. You can feel this energy flowing. It's now in your third eye area. It's streaming downward. It's replenishing, restoring your body with this divine energy. It continues now to move into the remaining chakras, flowing continuously to allow healing to occur. It finally reaches your root chakra, which is at the base of your spine, and the remaining light energy flows downward into the bottom of your feet. And any unused energy goes down into Mother Earth. So, guys, you're now officially ready for spring, and you're ready to connect with your highest and best. And the angels are going to remain with us to assist, you know, in your divine mission. So they just ask one thing. Please share this beautiful energy and your love with everyone you meet. And we could just say, you know, thank you for the angels for assisting us. And when you're ready, slowly open your eyes, wiggle your hands and your feet, and just come back into the present. And, Barbara, when you're ready, you can deliver your divine messages.
Okay. Thank you, DC.
Oh, thank you, Barbara.
And here's what Jesus wants to say to us right now. My beloveds, so many people want so many changes in their own lives. They imagine their lives being different. They imagine joy, happiness, prosperity, love, laughter. They imagine grace and ease. They imagine all of this. But they don't let it happen because they get stuck. They get stuck in one particular area. And that area is how. They don't know how to create what they imagine. They don't know how it's possible. They don't know how to do it. And we want to tell you right now that the how is really up to you. Each of you has a beautiful team of divine beings that work with you. And they work with you to help you create whatever it is you are imagining. And they take care of the how. So you don't have to figure out how. You don't have to sit there for hours thinking and thinking about what is possible, what is not possible. Can I do this? Can I do that? You don't need to be worried about how. Let how go. Just let it go. And instead of being in that land of I don't know how, move into the land of this is what I'm creating. Start seeing yourself in the life that you truly desire. Feel the energy of it. Smell the air of it. Hear the voices of the other people and the sounds around you while you are living this life that you truly want to live. Let yourself go there. Just visualize it. Visualize it completely, every single aspect of it. Feel it. Feel it in every cell of your being. Feel the joy of it. Feel the prosperity of it. Feel the love of it. Just be there. Allow yourself to do this every day. You can spend several minutes every day just being in your own creation. Just being there. And if that how word pops up, let it float away. Because you are being in that energy, in that space. You are already there. There's absolutely no reason why there should be any question about how, because you are already there. You are already creating it. It is already part of your life. We ask that you do this, that you do this with everything that you truly desire, that you let yourself be there now. And if it helps, you can have a piece of paper. And on that piece of paper, you can divide it in half, and on one side, you can write down things you are going to do to change your life. And on the other side, write down things my team is going to do to change my life. And on your team side, write the word how. And you've given it to them. And on your side, write that you are going to visualize, that you are going to feel it, that you are going to live it, that you are going to be it. And let that be your new guidance in every moment of your life. Because you do have the power to create. And if you really want to know how, if your brain just has to have an answer, how is because you are a creator. How is because God is within you. How is because all things are possible to those who believe, and you believe. We love you. Okay.
Beautiful, Barbara. Thank you for that amazing message.
You're welcome. All right, we have come to the time in the show where we take questions from callers. So if you have a question and you have called in, and you have called in, I see that, and you've already got your hands raised too. If you have a question and you actually want to ask it, don't forget to press the number 1 so that the symbol appears on my switchboard.
Little Jackson had a question, but he's talking in Minions, so we'll have to wait. I'm not quite there yet with the Minions, so we'll have to wait till he could clearly communicate with us to figure out what the answer is.
Well, I hope he's patient then. All right, let's go to our caller from area code 412. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Shay. Good morning, and thank you both for having me.
Well,
good morning, Shay.
Good morning, thank you.
Great to connect with you.
Excuse me, hon?
I said it's great to connect with you.
Thank you both for having me. My question this morning would be, if you saw a romantic connection, things getting better between my youngest son's father and I.
Okay, well, I'm getting, you know what,
I can narrow it down more specific if you need me to.
I'm just getting, surround that question with beautiful, positive healing and, you know, lifting energy, you know, because it's really going to help. And I'm getting that you're going to find fulfillment is what the angels are telling me in that area. So if that's something that you're wanting, surround it, you know, with that beautiful love, okay? Because I'm getting there's an opportunity to clear up different things and to really go forward. And
wait,
you need a little bit of
hope. Child and I both, not to interrupt you.
Okay, what was that, Nohan? Shay, go ahead.
For my child and I both. He's only 16 months.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just getting it can move into that beautiful relationship if you so desire. You know,
okay.
So you've got to like put that loving energy around the situation. And as
okay.
I said, there is an opportunity to clear the air in regard to this situation, but it's going
mm-hmm.
to, you know, involve open communication.
Right.
Okay.
Mhm.
So
I can only do my part.
Okay, and Shay, for you specifically, hon, when you said that, all I heard was, you know, I'm going to do my part. I heard fear. I heard doubt. Fear, doubt,
right,
fear, doubt.
Definitely, I'll add that.
Yeah, and I'm getting like there's sort of like a dark cloud when you talk about this relationship, but I feel like the sun is going to shine upon this situation, and that dark cloud is going to lift. Okay,
good.
And it's
going to be
enlightenment, joy, and I'm getting, you know, you've got to trust that, you know, you've called into mourning with Jesus, that Jesus has a wonderful solution for you in regard to this situation.
Right.
Okay, and you've got to have faith, of course. Okay?
Yes.
You're just to remain, you know, just remain joyful and happy and relaxed and optimistic, of course. And if you have any fears, you know, anything that comes up, give them to Jesus, give them to the angels, you know, any insecurities, and let them be healed, okay?
All right.
So I'm getting, you know, just try to have like a positive outlook in regard to the situation and never worry, because when you worry, you just, you put more, you know, like negativity into a situation. Always put it in the form of prayer,
right,
because prayer, of course, is positive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, you know, like you don't want to feel stuck in this situation. You know, you do feel a little powerless, a little confused, you know. Surrender
right.
all of these, you know, all these feelings within. Surrender them to the angels. They have a beautiful golden box before you, and they're asking
right.
you, shape, put all your problems in this beautiful box. They're going to take it to heaven for divine intervention, okay?
All right.
Okay, and when you do that, you've got to be open to the messages that these beautiful angels are going to give you, because they're going to come in the form of guidance. And you can hear
okay.
a song on the radio. You can hear a commercial on TV. You can be at a restaurant and overhear a conversation. The angels have so many ways that they can connect with you. It could happen
mm-hmm.
during your dream state. But the big
Most
thing is
definitely.
Please not worry, okay? Because when we're, like, in a state of worry, it's almost like we're paralyzed. We can't even move forward, okay?
Right.
Just, you know, get rid of the worry and, you know, and allow, like I said, the divine to help you. And Mother Mary is with you, and she's just, you know, holding you in her heavenly embrace, and she's
yep.
saying, you know, please have faith, and she's saying you're going to feel like all of this is going to be released, okay?
Okay?
So all you have to do, Shay, is just shift from fear to faith, hon, okay? Does that make sense
okay.
to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so just like I said, just have faith, and, you know, call upon those angels, because those angels, they're standing around, and they're with you 24/7, Shay, and they can help you with any problem, whether it's a relationship or a leaky faucet, okay?
Right.
The angels want to help you to, you know, heal your life and really to have whatever it is that you're wanting. And they love you. And you know what? All you have to do is just maybe put a thought out there, say something, whatever you, and then they'll be right there with you, okay? So they can help you to heal that relationship. And like I said, they can help with a leaky faucet. There's nothing that they can't do. There's no, you know, there's no problem that's too big or too small, okay? So you never have to do anything alone. But you've got to ask, okay, so that they can really help you. And I'm getting, you know, you've got this beautiful divine team. They are, you know, they're helping you behind the scenes. And, Shay, you are filled with such light that you're meant to spread that light to others and spread it with love, okay?
Thank you.
And you've got to be willing to accept help from others, okay, because you sort of like you're not as willing as you should be. And you are this beautiful divine being yourself. You are perfectly imperfect, okay? God doesn't make mistakes. He made you the way he did for a reason, and you're beautiful. So please, Shay, honor the light within, okay? Because when you shine that beautiful light, there's no one or anything that could dull that light, okay?
Thank you.
And this beautiful light that you have, it's, you know, it's the essence of who you are. It's your passion, your talent, your gifts, what you love. So the angels are saying, please, Shay, let your light shine, okay? Because when you let your light shine, others follow suit, and they do the same, okay? So do
All
not
right.
be afraid to shine that beautiful light. Honor that beautiful heart within, and whatever makes you happy, do that is what I'm getting. And the angels are saying,
okay.
Shay, no more excuses, okay? You are a light worker. And you know what? Don't be, you know, don't be shy. Show off your talents. Show yourself off, you know?
Okay.
And do not make excuses is what I'm getting. And that's what I have for you, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara Shay. God bless
All right.
you.
Thank you for your words, and bless you as well this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, Shay, here is what Jesus wants to say to you.
Okay.
My beloved one, we want you to spend that time visualizing what you truly desire. When you are doing this visualization, we want you to not have any attachments. We say this so that you are not thinking that in order for your life to be happy, you have to have that particular person in your life. Because then you are trying to control that person. And you do not have the right or the power to control anyone else. The only person you are responsible for is yourself. So often people have attachments in what they are trying to create in their lives. And those attachments actually keep away what they want. Because when you have the attachment, you are feeling the fear and the worry and the desperation and the despair when it's not happening. And all of that other energy comes with it. So we ask you, please, when you are visualizing your life with yourself and your son and someone who loves you totally and truly, do not tell your guidance that it can only be one person and it must be that person and it cannot be any other person, because that is attaching all of that negativity, all of that desperation. Open yourself up to having a beautiful life with someone who loves you and adores you, and let that someone be whomever it is that is ready to love and adore you. And if it is the Father, then that is wonderful. And if it's not the Father and it's someone else, then that is still wonderful. You are still
right.
Being loved and adored. So we want you to make sure that you are looking at this with an open mind and an open heart, that you are visualizing this beautiful, loving relationship and giving yourself the freedom to experience it, no matter who comes into your life.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that this helps. This will definitely make a difference. Open yourself up to being loved. That is what you truly desire. We love you. And we wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you so much for all that.
You are welcome. Well, now you've got your work cut out to you. You can go and do your visualizing and see who pops up.
All right, ladies. Thank you both for your time this morning.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, and we're moving to our next question. Callers from area code 551. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is T calling.
Hi, T, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Great. We haven't heard from you in a while.
My goodness. I know it's been quite a while. I've been doing a lot of meditation and just, you know, going through, just trying to figure things out and just enjoying life.
Well, good. So what can we do for you today?
Today, just trying to, just sending messages, just trying to figure out, well, not figuring out, but just any messages pertaining to travel, or, you know, just the next chapter of my life, because I constantly keep seeing angel numbers and different auras. So just want to know if I had any, like, messages from God or from the angels.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, you know what, T, the first thing that I was hearing as you're speaking to us, I was hearing gray skies are going to clear up, put on a happy face. That was the song that was playing. And
mm-hmm.
You are this beautiful light worker, as is our last caller. And I hope that you're shining your light upon the world and really, you know, allowing others to, you know, to do the same, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to ask you, have you been thinking about working for yourself, like doing something, you know.
Well, yes, I constantly get messages just to sit still and put my thoughts into one thing. And it's so many ideas that I have. The one that I did launch, and I just don't know what direction to really take it, because I don't know if that, how can I say, if it's my calling, it's something that I love to do. But I know that I am a light worker, and I'm really in tune with spirituality more than anything else.
Yes, you are. And I'm getting, you know, like, you do have to, like, you've got to do something that brings you joy and stuff. And because I feel like right now you're, like, you're on overload sort of, and it's sort of, like, really draining, you know?
Well,
so you've got to have a little bit more balance in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, what do you think about the music, as far as, like, going full throttle with just the music, the entertainment? I have a lot of artists who is drawn to me and wants me to, you know, help them out in their career, and I'm just learning, but I want to make sure that I...
Well, you know what? You've got to feel empowered. You've got to feel confident about whatever you're going to do. You are climbing that ladder of success, okay? And what you do, you're going to make money with a T, but you've got to have confidence when you talk about what you want to do, okay? You're
mm-hmm.
a person that can take charge, and you can do whatever you want, but you've got to believe in yourself, okay? So I don't hear you, you know, I don't hear you standing in your power and believing in yourself.
Well, you know what it is? I just got so, I didn't get discouraged. It's just like, I know I love music, but
okay.
I'm so spiritual.
But you know what?
I
whatever is going to happen is going to happen very suddenly, and there's going to be a lot of money with it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you sort of got to, you've got to, like, narrow it down and, like, you know, and knowing even what you don't want is going to help you to proceed further, okay? And, you know, and just, you know, expect that there's going to be, like, good changes around you, and it's going to involve a lot of money, okay?
Okay. Yeah, because so, I know I can do it and get the money. It's just the individuals in that, in the entertainment
And you've been praying
business.
For miracles,
yeah.
And the angels are saying, you know, you're going to get those miracles, okay?
Okay.
Okay, has all of this that's been going on, has it affected you sort of like in a health way? Because I'm thinking, you know, like maybe like you've been, you know, like worrying, and it does sort of like play a little bit on your health.
No, actually, I want to say honestly, these last couple of weeks, you know, different things have been happening, but I really feel for the first time I'm in one of the happiest content places that I've been, you know, as far as, like, job-wise. You know, the friendships are a little shaky. I have one that is concerning me. But other than that, like, as far as, like, exploring and being myself, this is the first time I'm actually feeling really happy in the place that I am. I know I can, like, the money, I know it's going to come. It's just the people that's in the entertainment business are so low vibrational that I don't operate off of low vibrations like that.
Okay.
And it's just
I have to ask, like, your beliefs about money, does it stem from your mother? Did she, teach you different things? Because I'm getting, there's something to do with your mom in regard to how you view money and things. So it's creating sort of like a little bit of uneasiness and a little bit of a block.
Oh, yeah. Money, yeah. Definitely got to keep money in the pocket, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm getting, like, maybe growing up to, like, you know, you were raised to, like, you got to work hard, you know, to you know, bring in the money, and it doesn't matter, like, you know, even if you don't like it, you have to work hard. Like, so you can do what you want, and you can love doing it, and you could bring in money, T. So I'm getting, you know, I'm going to ask Barbara to come in because you've got to release some old, like, emotions that are connected with your mom so that you can really enjoy your life and have what you want, okay?
Yeah, I really, more than anything else, like, I know the money's going to come because I make a nice amount now. That's, like, not my thing. I'm more so concerned about the real things, like love. Like, I really would like to have a family, like, and I would really like to settle down. Like, that's something that means, like, I know everything
positive energy around that, T, you know? Mm-hmm. Start putting positive energy around that. You're going to have happiness in all areas of your life. There's going to be happiness in career. There's going to be a relationship. Just let that love surround you, okay? You're going to have a divine connection with someone. It's you're the goddess, and he's going to be like the god. The energy's there. It's going to be beautiful. Okay? Start being grateful for what you have presently. But I do have to ask, like I said, I have to have Barbara come in because you do have some heaviness within you. Okay? And I think it's like in regard to money, your beliefs, and it's stemming from your mother, hon, okay?
Yeah, that's true. I do have that because right now
We really have to clear that up because we want you to move forward and really, you know, as soon as you can, have like what you deserve because you truly deserve it, you know, and you just have to connect with your joy. And heaven is like, you know, heaven is up there and it's working behind the scenes, so the angels are working as well to help you to really go forward as fast as you can on that beautiful path, okay? So I just need Barbara, like I said, I'm asking her to come in now because we've got to get rid of, like, you know, those old beliefs that you have, Hunter, in regard to money because it's so heavy. I feel like such a heaviness, and I truly want to get rid of that right now if it's okay with you, okay?
Oh, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. You're probably picking up my anxiousness about California.
Well, like you said, these are old emotions. They're very old, and like you said, they stem from your mom. And we're going to get rid of that because you know, you can enjoy life, you can do what you want, and you can't make money. Those old beliefs of, you know, just no matter what you're doing, like you have to work, and even if it's something that you don't love, it's so not true. You can do whatever you want to, and you can have the money as well. You can have it all. So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. And Barbara, can we help T get rid of those old emotions that are so heavy within her?
All right, let's see how Jesus wants to deal with that. Here we go. My beloved, there is a part of you that sees your abilities, that sees your power, your talent, your amazing drive. You are one of those people who can create something from nothing because when you believe in it, you invest yourself in it. Now, there's also a part of you that is tied up in those old emotions, those old beliefs, those things that you are hanging on to because they came to you from people you loved, people you were taught to believe what they said. And now you are of an age where you can make your own choices, where you can decide what you want and what you don't want in every aspect of your life. And so we are sending the angels to help you disconnect from all of those old beliefs, from all of those old things that you were taught. And they are helping you clear them out of your mind, out of every level of your being. And you've stored some of them in your body, and they're going to clear those out as well. Because this is the time when you need to focus on you. You get to make the decision about what it is you want to create in your life. And it doesn't matter if you're having 1,001 ideas about what you want to create. Pick one. Write that one down where you can see it every day. And then you can have a little book off to the side called your book of ideas. And when another idea comes to you, write it down in your idea. But focus on that one idea that you are working on. Let yourself know and feel that this is right for you. Let yourself tap into the energy that is all around you to create what you desire. You don't have to know everything from the moment that you start. Remember, the how is not up to you anyway. Let your team take care of that. Visualize what you desire. See it, feel it, know it, and let it be in your life, even now, before it is created in the physical. Allow yourself to live it. And just let go of everything else. Just let go. Just let go. The angels are helping you to let go right now. So take a nice deep breath. And just be. They want you to know that, yes, you can do this. You can do anything that you set your mind to. You have proven this to yourself time after time. Trust. Trust your heart. Trust that you can do this. Trust that you are not alone. Trust that all things are possible. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Thank you.
Well, how do you feel?
I feel good. I feel even better.
Wonderful. Okay, well then get your one idea down on paper, post it on the wall where you can see it every day, and get busy.
All right, will do.
Okay, thanks for calling, T. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 417. Hi, who's this?
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura
Breyer.
What can I do for you?
Well, I have been questioning. I have this kind of unusual relationship with Jesus lately, and I need to know if it's coming from him, or if I'm listening to something else.
What do you mean by unusual relationship?
Well, it's kind of personal. I think he'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you stirred my curiosity, and that just came forward. So, okay, then we will just leave it at that, that it's personal, and go from there. Okay, DC, what do you have for Laura? Okay.
Oh, yes.
DC must be
Hi, this
hearing.
Is me. Yes.
Hi.
Okay, if it's divine messages, and it's, you know, it's good, and it's, you know, helping you to go ahead, you know, on your path, you know, then it is, you know, from Jesus, okay?
Uh-huh.
I mean, is it positive, like the messages that you're receiving?
Oh, it's positive. It makes me very happy, but it's unusual.
Well, it's not unusual. You're not the only person that connects with Jesus. Of course, we have the show to, you know, to show others that, you know, we can all connect with Jesus, okay?
Well, yeah, I know that. It's just... I have had a relationship with him since I was 3, and it's different now.
Okay, well, I mean, relationships change, and, you know, sometimes as we get older, you know. But I'm getting, like, he's asking you, he's trying to connect with you and stuff, and just to make sure that you stay away from, like, any kind of conflict is what I'm getting, okay? And detach from, like, those kind of situations that aren't for your highest and best.
Okay,
so I don't know, like, what messages you're receiving, but that's what I'm getting. I'm, you know, and you're asked to really to, like, you know, to see beyond what you're seeing, to think, like, on a larger scale, in other words, okay? Because you're asked to step into your power, Laura, and to really to, you know, to be the light worker you're meant to be and to help humanity, okay?
Oh.
So just trust
yeah.
what you're getting. The fear, let go of the anxiety, and think on that larger scale. Okay? You have the ability to help so many people.
Yeah, it got overwhelming. And
okay,
I backed
well, you know
off.
What? Okay, so don't be afraid of it. It's okay. Okay? Just know that, you know, you are really needed, and this is a blessing. Don't see it as something bad. And I'm getting, you know, I see you, like, helping, like, a large mass of people, not, like, one or two. You're going to help a large number of people. And, you know, Jesus is just trying to, like, help you a little bit to, you know, to see, you know, the journey that you're going to be walking. And it's a beautiful journey. But you've got to trust in him. You've got to trust in his infinite wisdom and the love that he has for you as well as everyone, okay?
Okay.
And just know he's saying, you know, my beloved child, everything's okay. relax, okay? And Laura, just, you know, be aware of all the doors that are opening to you. Just be aware, you know, of all the doors that open. Relax and have faith. Relax and have faith. And just trust, okay, that it is Jesus connecting with you. Doors are opening for you right now, okay? And you're going to be guided to move forward on that beautiful path, okay? And you're not going to walk it alone. So whatever fears that you're holding within, whatever worries that, you know, are there as well, let go of them. And just trust that Jesus, you know, he's walking with you, hon. You're not walking alone, okay? The relationship that you have with Jesus is such a beautiful blessing, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, don't forget that. And, you know, notice all the other blessings that you already have in your life and start, you know, focusing on all the good stuff, okay? Because the more that we focus on the more the good comes into our life, Laura, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, ask Jesus, you know, he and the angels will help you to, you know, walk that path with purpose and really get to where you need to be because you are that light worker that is so needed. You are a blessing, Laura, and you're going to be a blessing into so many other people's lives.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of changes going on. There's going to be a lot of changes, okay? And some people that you've been, you know, connected with, some of the things that you liked, you might find that, you know, they don't interest you as much as they did, okay?
Okay.
Because you are growing, okay? And you're meant to just, you know what, think about Laura and connect with your happiness, okay?
All right.
And be honest with yourself about what you're wanting, what you're needing, okay? And this is a time you need a little bit more balance in your life, Laura, okay?
Yeah.
And there's going to be, like I said, you're entering a stage of newness, and it's going to be beautiful. It's not going to be bad. There's nothing to worry about, okay? There's nothing to be afraid of. Okay, like I said, Jesus is walking with you. You're not walking alone. It's a beautiful, beautiful path, okay? And the angels are saying, Laura, you know, at night when you see that first star, make a wish, okay? Go outside, you know, when you see a beautiful star, it's your star. The one that you see first is your star. Make a wish on that beautiful star. And please, don't expect anything but the best for yourself, okay?
All right.
Okay,
all right.
So let go of those fears and, you know, and just think about all the good stuff. And, you know, just see those beautiful stars in the sky. Make that wish and trust that, you know, everything is happening for your highest and best. Okay, and allow the magic to come into your life. The more you trust, the better life is going to be. You know, we have Jesus, we have the angels, and they're going to help you to really have the trust that you need. They're going to help to heal your fears, get rid of, like, the pain that you've been carrying, okay? And just allow your heart to be filled only with love and happiness, okay? So I'm hearing the song, Laura, don't worry, be happy, okay? Because any worry that like, you're carrying around now, it's blocking all the good stuff, okay?
All right.
So listen to that beautiful inner voice that's going to help you to take that first step on this beautiful path to making all your wishes come true, okay? That little inner voice is going to give you positive guidance. You're going to have those, like, really good feelings. Listen to it, and you're going to start off by helping yourself, and then you're going to be able to help others. And, you know, just enjoy this journey, okay?
All right.
And, Laura, that's what I have. I hope I gave you a little bit of guidance, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for of course, more you know, guidance and messages from Jesus, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Light and love.
Okay, Laura. Here's what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved, we want you to have balance in your life. For so long, you have worked so hard to be this beautiful spiritual being, to share the love that is coming into your heart with everyone you encounter. And we are bringing you into a more balanced life because you are not just a spiritual being, but also a physical being. And your physical aspects also need to be taken care of. we are not asking you to make vows like so many have made in the past that you will forsake everything physical in order to be this spiritual being. It is okay for you to actually love your own body, to love yourself, to love your life, to allow yourself to fully accept you. So we are opening you up to that acceptance of yourself, to feeling good about being in a physical body, to knowing that you are always spiritual, just like you are always physical. It is the truth for this lifetime. You cannot separate one from the other, and we don't want you to. We want you to have balance. We want you to feel joy, not just the joy that comes from helping other people. That is a wonderful, amazing joy, and we do want you to experience it, but that is not the only joy you are allowed to have in your life. You should have joy over just being you. You should have joy over being alive. You should have joy over this beautiful body that you have chosen to live in. You should have joy over every aspect of your existence. We want you to expand so that you are feeling joy in every moment, over everything. And if this means that you are inviting other people into your life in whatever way feels right for you and brings you joy, and yes, we encourage you. We encourage you to branch out, to have those deeper connections, to know the truth of who you are. And we mean who all of you are. There's so much more to life than
hello.
Hi, hon. I'm here. We may have lost Barbara for a second. She'll be right back with us.
Okay.
I'm just hoping that, you know, the messages that you received today did help you, hon.
Oh, yeah. You guys went into an area that I have been pushing away for a long time.
Okay. Well, you now. Like you said, you're a very special, you know, you have these beautiful gifts, and they're special, and God has given you all your gifts for a reason, hon, okay? And just, you know, allow the angels to come in and be with you, okay? Because they want to be able to show you that you are supported. And they'll be with you whenever you need them, okay? So just
okay.
Please keep following the spiritual guidance that you're receiving. And welcome the abundance that's coming your way as well, okay?
Okay.
You've got these beautiful gifts that are meant to be shared, hon. They're not meant to be just used by you or, you know, kept in storage. You have to let them come to the surface and use them and know that, you know, they're going to bring abundance your way, okay?
I haven't been able to go to any more because of what happened.
Okay, well, that's okay. You know what? You don't have to go to church to be with Jesus. Jesus can be with you, you know, as he is like right now, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he wants you to be able to just, you know, to feel how loved you are, hon, okay? And, you know, he's within each of us. Jesus, that beautiful energy is within each of us. So you can,
yeah.
You know, connect with him anywhere. Like I said, at home, you don't even have to leave your home, honey, okay? So he's not worried about, like, if you went to church or not, Nora, okay? But
nothing
he does
you,
ask
because...
that you... Okay, honey, he wants you to live your joy, though. That's all he's asking of you. He wants you to smile. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to dance. You know, he wants you to live the life that you're meant to live, one that's filled with joy and happiness. And above all, he wants you to have that inner peace that you so deserve.
Okay.
Okay, he doesn't want you to be sad. Okay, he wants you to, you know, to be here, to be happy, and to, you know, to live your life with joy and have fun. Anything that, you know, makes you, you know, feel, you know, joyful and happy, he's saying do that and, you know, do it today, you know?
Yeah.
And he's saying life is to be lived, honey. Life is meant to be lived. It's not to, meant to be sad, okay?
I know, and I keep trying.
Well,
Laura,
we're here for you. You can call. Okay, Barbara's back, honey. Laura, there's Barbara again, honey, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Okay. I have no idea why my phone kept hanging up. I wasn't touching it, but that's okay. Okay. Jesus wants you to open up and let Archangel Michael pour his wonderful chakra cleaner through you right now to clear out some of the muddle and muck in some of your chakras. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's going to be doing that right now. And he's doing that with anybody that wants it. So if you want it, just let him know and he'll do it for you. And I'm hearing that there's some stuff connected with your first and second chakra, which has to do with survival, with that whole physicalness of you, with sexuality, with money. There's a bunch of old energy there that you really need to let go of because it really is not making your life better. You're not benefiting from it. It's okay to just let that go and to accept that you are good enough right now. You don't have to change anything at all. You are good enough. And you are loved. And what Jesus wants for you more than anything is for you to be happy. To be happy with your life. He doesn't want you to suffer. He doesn't want you to struggle. He doesn't want you to prove that you're a good person or any of that old stuff that you might have been taught. He says, let all of that go because you are loved and accepted exactly as you are. Exactly
okay.
as you are. And anytime
Thank
you change, you are still loved and accepted. That never, ever, ever, ever ends. That love is unconditional and it is eternal. And no matter
okay.
what you do and what you say, you are loved. And you are good enough. And there's a bunch of angels working with you right now, too. So you may feel some stuff going on, and that's wonderful.
Okay. Well, that really helps.
That He's
really
saying
helps.
That you will always know when it is him. Because he will only ask you to do what is for your highest good. And he will never ask you to compromise who you are. Not for him, not for anybody. And you can always ask. And he will always answer. Okay?
Okay. All right. That answered some questions. Okay.
Yeah. Wonderful. All right, is there anything else you wanted to say or ask?
No, I think you guys covered everything, even the stuff I wasn't going to ask. So, thank you.
Oh, you're wonderful. And you know what, you just laughed a little bit, and it was so beautiful. And the angels want you to laugh a little bit more, honey. Just lighten up and let that beautiful laughter fill you with peace and joy and love, honey.
Okay. Thank you
and
guys so much.
So Michael came in, honey. You're healing and, you know, just let yourself be filled with love, okay?
Okay. A lot of it was for my mom and my dad.
Okay. And
that,
give yourself
that cost.
To have fun. Okay? You've
yeah.
got to give yourself
yeah.
permission to have fun, okay? Life is meant to be lived, honey.
Okay. All righty. Thank you.
All right, Laura. You're welcome.
Okay.
Sweetheart. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from area code 510. Hi, who's this?
This is Leanne.
Hi, Leanne. What can we do for you today?
I'm just calling again to get a, basically, I guess it's my tune-up or my catch-up to see what messages there are for me. you guys have been very helpful in the past, so I leave it open to all.
Okay. Well, you know what? Of course it's Leanne, because I have a an Irish grandmother coming in. It's your grandmother. And she just wants you to keep walking that divine path that you're on, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't know if you've felt stuck maybe a little bit lately in regard to something, but she's saying, you know, it's going to be okay. And she's going to help motivate you a little bit, okay?
Okay.
And she's asking that you connect with that joy that you have within, and you are going to have the life that you've always dreamed of, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're walking down that path, and the path that you're walking down is just a path of miracles, okay? She's a very, very strong, you know, one of your guides. She's like an angel, your personal angel. And she's a very, very, like I said, a very, very brave woman. She's amazing. I mean, she's there with you, and she's going to help you to walk that path, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So even as things change for you, she's going to put, like, that light right before you, Leanne, okay?
Okay.
I don't know, like, what she passed of, but she's saying, you know, she's happy and she's healthy, and she's going to help you, really, like I said, to walk that beautiful path that you're on, okay? And I am getting, you know, like, a message of healing for yourself.
Mm.
Okay, so I'm getting, you know, I don't know, like, what the healing is for, but, like, I'm getting, like, complete wellness is what she's showing me.
That's what it seems like. I'm on that trajectory. It feels like that, too.
Yeah,
nice.
And you have such a beautiful, she's showing me a beautiful connection with you and Mother Earth.
Yeah, yeah. It's gotten deeper.
So are you able to get outside and really just, you know, connect
day.
With, you know.
Every
okay,
day.
Because
that's part of my medicine.
Okay, because she's showing me that is where you get this magnificent energy. You're grounding to Mother Earth, and it just comes up through your feet, and I could feel it. It's like vibrating.
Yes, yes.
And she's saying, you know, just be on the lookout because these beautiful new ideas are coming, and within, like, the next couple, maybe, like, days or maybe a couple weeks or something, you're going to have some amazing new ideas.
Great, because, yeah. Okay, good.
That's what she's showing me.
Fits.
And, man, you know, like, you yourself have some pretty cool, you know, talents and, you know, abilities yourself. So I don't know if you've been in touch with, like, your psychic side and different things like that, but your grandmother is saying this is a great time to really, you know, get in touch with it, you know?
It's probably the only way I'm still here is because I listen and tune in. So I'll keep doing that.
Okay.
Yeah. And it gets deeper, I've noticed, which we've talked about before. So, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and
thank
she's
you.
Just, like, she's laughing and she's saying she's so intuitive and, you know, You're like, you're so much like her. You're very strong as well, is what she's showing me. Okay?
Mm. Okay.
So she wants you to just, like, to really, like, trust what you're getting, okay?
Okay.
I don't know if you've been thinking about, like, something in particular or someone in particular, but she's saying trust what you're getting, Leanne. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Is what she's showing me.
Thank you.
Okay. The love that she's, like, sending you is, it's just amazing. And she wants you to really, like, to realize that, you know, like, go beyond your limitations is what she's showing me. You know, don't let anything hold you back.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And she's saying, you know, like, now that she's, you know, not on the earth and stuff, she just, you know, she sees, like, how much more, you know, there is. And she sort of wants to, like, to really, to like, to guide you so that you can have that same perspective while you're on the earth.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Okay, and
I
she's
feel
saying,
her
you know, like
every day she's strong.
Yeah,
she comes through so strong.
Yeah, and she wants you to really, like, you know, like, be good to yourself, and, you know, to, you know, are you, like, on a strict diet or something? Because I feel like I would be hungry with you when you're eating. And Grandma, I don't think I'd like to eat with her. She's no fun.
And see, I've turned it into fun, but I use food as medicine, and I do that. So I don't feel like it's strict, because it's actually made a huge, you know, I've shifted my whole, that came through spirit too. So it is funny that she's saying that, because she loves sugar and stuff and sweets.
Yeah, saying that,
and
like Barbara and I are more fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you are. I had to do it for a way to get off of, you know, all the medicines. So, you know, that healing that continues to come. There's a reason.
Definitely.
I agree with the science of things. It's funny that she's saying that too, because there's another part of, I don't believe in deprivation. So it's just a different level of consciousness for me at this moment that's working and serving me. And I'm open. I just talked with a friend last night about it evolving. Now this is where I need to be. That's all. So, but it's not deprivation. It truly is guided, and it's shifted along this whole last 3 years every time. So I've done what I've been given the intuition and the guidance to do.
Beautiful. Beautiful. She just, you know, she wants you to just, you know, and
right.
Make sure
she
that.
Like it.
Yeah, she said, no, I'm going to hang out with you.
She would be like, oh, no,
when they eat,
work and not
yeah.
fun.
But not fun. And she wants you to make sure that you have, you know, time to just laugh. And she's a character. I don't know, like, you know,
yes,
she just
yes,
seems
yes.
really a big character. And think about her and just laugh, which is what she's saying,
okay.
You know?
Oh, great. Okay.
Okay, because she really, you know, like you said, she wants you to think of all the good times that you guys had together and, you know, let it brighten your day and, you know, laugh a little bit. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And I'm getting, Leanne, the only thing other is she's saying that you've got to, you know, have a little bit more balance in giving and receiving. Okay? Because I'm
That's
getting, like, in the past, like, you're still holding on to something from the past, and you've got to let go of it. Okay?
Okay.
And whatever's within your heart, you've got to let go of it and just let love replace it. Okay?
Okay.
Let just beautiful divine love replace that. Okay?
Okay.
So she's just talking, like, about divine love. And whatever's there, like, in the heart, I'm going to turn it over to Barbara, okay? And she's kissing you on the cheek, and she's just happy to be here today.
Nice. Thank
so
you.
I thank you for calling in, Leanne, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, because she wants Barbara to take care of the stuff within that has to be replaced with divine love.
Okay.
Thank you, Leanne. God bless,
hon. Thank you, DC. God bless you, too.
Okay, Leanne. Okay, so the first thing, before we get to Jesus, we have to, let's see, your grandmother is saying that when she looks at you, she sees that you are hers and more. So she's saying that you are an extension of who she is, but you are so much more. And she wants to help you live that more, having a small and contained life. She wants you to know that, yes, it's for you to be more.
Mm.
And to open up to more, and to have more, and to love more, and to laugh more, and to dance more, and to sing more. And the more just goes on and on and on and on. Okay.
Okay, thank
sure
you.
She's finished. Okay, she says, you can bring in Jesus now. Okay. I love
how generous.
Her. Okay.
Yeah, she's funny.
Here he is, my beloved one. Your grandmother is very special to us. We love her because she is herself. She is always herself. She doesn't pretend to be anyone else. She doesn't pretend to do things in order to get people to like her. She is simply herself. You have a lot of that spirit within you as well. And we want you to express that, to live that, to truly open up to being yourself. Do not compare yourself with anyone else. And do not compare yourself with your grandmother, because you are not her and she is not you. You are connected, that is true. But you do not need to live her life. You are living your life. And so we are sending angels to you right now to help you to clear out the clutter. You have some old beliefs that you've been storing away that you really don't need. They really don't serve you. And so the angels are going and with their little brooms and their little dust mops, and they are cleaning out the clutter, giving you the freedom to be you. And they are clearing out the space around your heart so that your beautiful love can shine forth, and so that you can receive love from others. Because it's about giving and receiving. You must have that balanced. If you only give, you will deplete yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you only receive, it's like you will one day explode. There will just be too much because you've never given any away.
Mm-hmm.
So we want you to have that balance so you can feel good about yourself, about your life, about your choices. Open up to more of the joy of life. And we know that there are some things that you have taken on in order to help your body to heal. And you've done a wonderful job of that. And there will come a time when your life does not need to be so regimented as it might seem to be now. And we want you to be open to letting go of some of those old beliefs when they no longer serve you. You are evolving in every moment. Your life is changing. Do not ever think that you have to be just one way, because you are not, and you never will be. Let yourself expand, become more, enjoy more, live more, laugh more, dance more, hug more. Do the things that bring you joy more and more and more. And let the people come into your life that you are going to share all of that love and laughter with. You are opening up to the truth of you. You are opening your heart. You are loved. Okay, that's what he wanted
Thank
to say.
You. Thank you. I take that and I say thank you. I receive
Leanne,
it.
Leanne, I just want to ask. I just want to ask. I just saw a beautiful white dove fly by you as Barbara was, you know, doing her reading. There was a beautiful mm-hmm. white dove that just flew by you. So I don't know if that has any significance.
I don't know right now.
Okay.
Birds are a constant. Birds are pretty significant in general. So I wonder if that's.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know. You're going to.
The white dove. I've written
yeah,
about
but a beautiful...
the symbol of the white dove, so
okay.
that's interesting. Okay, I wrote it down just to kind of be with that. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
That could have been, they also show up, I say they, but I wonder. Okay.
Yeah, it's your message. You're going to have to think about it a little.
Yeah.
But I just
yeah,
feel like,
kind of
like I said, a beautiful
through.
Dove.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
I think it's also to pay attention when the birds are, okay. It's part of the nature piece, too.
I get pigeons
okay.
that shit on my head. I don't get these white doves. And it's like, pay attention, DC, wake up here.
That was perfect. That was good. See, you
that's
me
what
that.
I get.
More, love
oh.
more. There we go.
Great.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much, both of you.
Well, thank you for calling, and check back in with us.
Yep.
Let us know how it's going.
I will. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. We have dealt with everyone who had their hand raised. We do still have a couple of callers who did not press 1, so I guess they did not have anything that they wanted to ask or share. I'm giving them one more chance right now to press 1 if you want to say something. And they are not pressing 1. So, DC. Oh, wait. One of the years.
Awesome. Well, I fell on vitamin G, and I'm avoiding the pigeons as best I can.
Okay, well, let's deal with this person from area code 415.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. It's me, Mystery Lady.
Yes.
Hi. Listening to your whole show today. Very nice. A lot of interesting callers. So I just want to share just some thoughts that I'm having with you guys lately. It's something's been, well, obviously everything, things are always shifting with me, but just wanted to get your feedback on some stuff. So I'm just going to list it off. There's like three things here. I feel sort of conflicted as far as how I'm moving forward with my business, because I used to share a lot of information for free in the past, and it really wasn't providing, you know, like money and other things back to me, like in the extent of what I was giving out. And this has sort of been going on for a while for me, that I've been sort of going back and forth with it as far as what to do. And I'll just leave it at that. I feel conflicted about it because, even I was like thinking of having a live event, and I'm even sort of uncertain as far as what to teach, and also like what to charge, because people, I teach and I share, and then whoever listens shifts really fast. And then I guess I kind of have this belief that they don't need me anymore, or like, you know, I'm always moving on from people. So I just kind of assume that people are going to be working with me for like a short period of time. And that's sort of how I structure my business, that I work with them for a period of time, and then they're, you know, empowered and they're on their own. So at times I just sort of feel like I don't even know what I would share around that, because if I'm, you know, quote, just charging $100, then that's not worth like the transformation of what I'm going to be bringing into their life. So I have that. And then related to this is that I seem to be more social, back in social media again, or at least kind of paying attention to some things. You know, my world is expanding. I mean, these are good things. Like I'm noticing like my world is expanding again. So I'm making connections in social media. With that said, I seem to kind of teeter totter between thinking that, you know, because again, these people are like making videos nonstop, or like doing radio shows, or just sharing things left and right, telecalls, all this stuff for free. And I seem to go back and forth between the thought of they're making money and I'm not, and also that how are they possibly making money from sharing so much stuff for free, and also the thought of, well, maybe they're not making, I don't know. It's like just like these weird thoughts. And then also my third one, and this is the last, is that last night I went out, which is good because I'm socializing again now. I was out at a comedy club, and I think this would be a good place for me to host one of my events. My event has a stage. It's like very official and like fun. And I know a connection, like I always end up meeting like VIP people. So I have a connection then to get that place, and they'll probably give it to me for free. But I've been having this weird thought since yesterday that I'm like, I don't even know if I'm ready to teach a class again or to be teaching in person again, which is really strange. It's like, okay, I thought I was going out there, I'm ready to blast off. And now like, am I still hiding? Like, or is it just not time and not make a big deal over it? Because it's weird. Like I was like so intensely looking for a space and like getting ready to do this event, and now I have like no desire to do it. So I don't know. I mean, not like I need answers for all these things, because everything sorts out, but yet I'll get your comments. Why not? So that's it.
Okay.
What I'm getting, the first thing is just surrender all of this, you know, to Jesus, to the angels, because it's causing you some stress and a little bit of confusion, you know. And, you know, sometimes when we just let go and let God, things happen so much easier. there's so much magic within you. There's going to be opportunities that are coming, whether you, you know, do it at this place or another place. Excuse me, but there's going to be so many different opportunities. Okay? So right now what I'm getting is that, you know, your belief system, like what you believe about yourself, sort of needs like a little bit of help. And I'm going to ask Barbara to come in and to help with that, to realign those chakras. And then just please let destiny take its course, because the angels, Joan Rivers and Ginger, are sort of pushing you a little bit from behind, okay? So
right. I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's like, one part of me is like, oh, let's just chill and let things unfold. And then the other part of me is like, are you
right.
really
just,
not moving forward? Or like, I mean, I'm doing other things.
Right, but your belief system needs a little bit of help, is what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Barbara to come in and through the chakras help with that. And like I said, you know, and let the magic begin. You're so ready for this, okay? And you're getting like so many messages, even from nature, and, you know, there's angels all around trying to really connect with you, okay? And see yourself, you know, as a beautiful, beautiful diamond. When you look at a diamond, you can look at it from all these different sides. It has so many different facets as you do, okay? So, you know, some of the facets may be like a little bit scared, you know, like it's you going inward. And then the other one is the outward person that says, you know, I'm ready for this, okay? So don't be afraid to just like, you know, keep looking at all the facets, because all of them collectively make up who you are. Okay? You're sort of afraid of your own truth right now.
Okay.
And you just need a little help to let go of, like, you know, like the false beliefs that you have, okay? I mean, you've got, you know, you've got everything. Go ahead.
Sometimes the desire is, like, really strong to, like, share and to teach and be out there. And then there's the other part of me that really doesn't give a shit. I really don't care.
That's like the different facets of that beautiful diamond that you are, okay? But this is a time of new beginnings for you. You are growing spiritually, okay? And you are setting beautiful goals for yourself, okay? So this is a time to focus on all the good that's in your life and all the good that's coming your way.
Okay?
And you have, you know, we had Leanna and her grandmother, you know, was with her. You two have a lot of help from the other side. I don't know if you feel that way.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so just call upon, you know, your loved ones and everything. And I'm getting, like, Ginger is showing me, like, a lot of money coming your way, hon. I don't know if it's going to be from, you know, a family member or it's just, I don't know where it's coming from, but there's like, a lot of money coming to you.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what I'm being shown. But you've got to release all of that, like, you know, all that stuff within you that's saying, you know, that you can't do this, that causes confusion, that causes stress and everything, okay? And you've got to know that.
I have, like, terrible sleeps. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I can't really have a good night's sleep. And then I start feeling insecure. I've been insecure about my how I look, because I have, like, bags under my eyes. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, look how insecure I've gotten over the years when I've been sort of in hiding. Like, I don't know if it's hereditary or just because I'm not sleeping well.
Okay, so just, you know what, first of all, you've got to surrender everything that you're holding on to, because it doesn't help. And just accept, you know, everything as it is now. Accept yourself as a beautiful person you are, even with the bags, okay?
I know, I'm trying that.
And, you know, and just, you know, welcome that spiritual growth, honey, that's coming your way. Okay, and let yourself just have gratitude for everything that's, you know, in your life. Even the bags, they're there for a reason. Okay, and you're going to have this inner peace come over you, okay? So
yeah,
Ginger's
there,
and she said the angels are on a break, and she has this bucket, and she wants you to throw all your fears and everything that's, like, driving you crazy. She's saying put it in the bucket, okay? And she's saying once you do, you know, nothing's going to be able to stop you, okay? So you sort of have some emotional baggage, she's saying, that you've got to get rid of. It's time, okay?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. I don't, like, the emotional baggage and, you know, the fear and everything, we're going to turn it over to Auntie Barbara, and we're going to let her get rid of some of that stuff for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Auntie. Thank you, Auntie Barbara.
So here's what Jesus wants to say. My beloved one, you were raised to believe in competition. You were raised to prove that you are better than others. To show the world that, yes, you are this magnificent daughter of your parents and that they are proud of you. We've worked a lot on releasing a lot of that old belief system that you were raised in. And there's still a bit of it hanging on. And that comes into play sometimes when you think about what it is you want to do. And that competitive side of you comes out and says, yes, I can do this. I can do this better than anyone's ever done this before. I can do it magnificently. And then there's that part of you that says that you should not be competing, that you should be following your heart. And that part of you doesn't want you to compete. It wants you to let go of competition. And this has an imbalance in your life. So we are sending with to you right now a host of angels to help you to let go of that whole need to compete or compare. That has no place in your life anymore. This does not mean that you are not going to put on these fabulous shows, that you are not going to do these classes and teach people whatever it is you are choosing to teach them. This does not mean that you are not going to go out there and get paid. It means you are going to be coming from your heart when you do these things, instead of that old paradigm of competition and comparison. It is perfectly safe for you to do what your heart calls out to do, and nothing but love. And doing something from love does not mean that you do not get paid for it. It just means that you're doing it from love. So we're asking you to let yourself open up to this new way of being, to let go of that old you, and to accept the you that comes from love, that creates from love. So you might want to ask yourself when you're getting these ideas about classes or whatever it is you're getting ideas about, ask yourself, am I coming from love? And if the answer is yes, then go with it. And if the answer is no, take a few moments and look to see what it is, what fear is driving you. Because it will be a fear. You have made a great deal of progress in your life, and this is just another step on your path. Find out from within yourself where you are coming from. Embrace the love and release everything else. We love you. Okay, that's what I wanted to say.
Okay, I like that. I like that idea. I don't think I want to do the event at all. I don't know that idea either came. It was a dancing around. It left, and there's like I feel like no energy for me now. I don't care to do that at all. Which is weird because okay. When I see a vision of me being out in the world, I see myself in a huge stadium with tons of people, which obviously is an event. But yeah, I don't care to do it right now. Oh, well, we don't have to understand it.
Nope, you don't.
And DC, I will just say to you, as far as you were saying, you had mentioned a lump sum, a big sum of money, and maybe for my parents or something. But just to kind of share with that, the thought has I had two like premonitions over the last weekend and or 2 weekends ago, and then I mean that was also exhausting to me too, because then like that was keeping me up, and then things came true and I reconnected with people and blah blah blah. And one of those people that I reconnected with was my parents. I had just like sent them an email, and they were all gathered at like a family gathering because someone in the family had died that I'm not close with, but they were all at the funeral. And apparently I was there too. I was in my dream and I heard them, like there was, it was really, I mean, I want to say it was freaky, but it wasn't freaky. It was like, wow, you're like super psychic. And all these old family members were popping up, and I was like, I don't know why everybody was in my dream last night, my dreams. And I had emailed my mom and just to kind of give her some updates about what's going on in my life, mainly like my business. And she was like, oh yeah, you know, we're coming up north and, you know, we want to like, you want to meet for food or something. And I was like, okay, maybe blah, blah, blah. And I had a thought the last couple of days that I think they're going, I'm saying this bad, but I think that they're going to pay me off. Like, I have a feeling that they're going to give me like a lump sum of money and say, cause my lease is coming up in like 6 months, but I think they might say, here's X amount of money. And that's the last, like, we're done paying your rent. And then here's this lump sum of money. And then you're totally on your own. And I keep having that feeling. So, I mean, I don't want to will that into, I mean, whatever happens, happens. But I've had that feeling. So it's interesting that you had mentioned that, DC. So who knows?
Okay. And Ginger is saying that, I guess, like, when you get money and stuff, like, you're supposed to maybe, like, hook up with a business advisor.
Oh, wow. I have.
So I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I
that's
was,
sure
yeah,
that, yeah, you
I,
know. That's going to help you,
I
honey.
Was, okay. Well, I was thinking that, but that goes into that whole coaching world again, and I was sort of, they push you to do things, and I don't want to do that because, you know, we follow the spiritual way of, like, I'm tapping into what's right for me, so I've sort of been sitting on that thought, just sitting on that, you know, like, thinking about it rather than...
It's going to be a good thing. It's actually going to help you a little bit, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To put,
wow.
You need a little nudge. You do need a little nudge here and there, and that would be the way to go, you know?
All right. I mean, that coach is going to probably say, plan the damn event, do the event.
Okay. I'm getting success and recognition, too, so don't be so worried about everything.
I know. I know. It's weird. It's like, I really can't explain it. I've been listening to hypnosis like every day, just clearing out, seeing how that helps. I, you know, just reprogramming my mind that way. So, okay. Thank you very much, ladies.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a great rest of the week.
And I'm also, one more message from Ginger. She's saying, get a comfortable pair of sneakers. You're going to be doing a lot of traveling.
Yep, I've been praying about that and seeing that. So, yeah, amen. Amen to all these things, you know. I want them all. I welcome them all. That's why it sort of gets me a little bit confused or upset when it's like, okay, you found a location for your event. Now you don't even want to do it. So it gets confusing. All right.
Well, just check in with your heart and go by that. And
yeah.
That includes when you're finding a business advisor or whomever you work with, find someone that resonates with your heart. They can be business advisors and be spiritual too.
Yeah, this girl is. She, but she feels kind of anxious to me. She makes like nonstop videos on Facebook, and it just feels like this energy that she has to keep up and she has to do this. And And that energy affects me, you know, because then I feel like I, you know, it's like if she's advising me, I'm like a little bit, I mean, I'm going to have a talk with her, but that's what my concern is that, you know, well, this is what you have to do. You have to be visible. You have to stay visible. I mean, because I realize that's one of my things in the past, even though I was visible, I didn't stay consistent with it. I would just be like, F it. I mean, I stayed consistent for a while, but not long enough. So I'm just concerned about her anxiety. I mean, maybe she's not the right one, but,
you might want to look for someone else.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, makes me nervous. All right. All right. Thank you.
You're resting. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC, we've done our job another day.
Awesome, and what a beautiful job. And thank you, Barbara, for sharing, you know, your energy and your time and with all of us. And I just, like I said, I feel so beautiful and filled with my vitamin D that I needed today. It's sunny on the outside and on the inside.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Okay, then we will be back on Thursday, and we hope everyone comes and joins us, and we hope that you all have a beautiful, amazing day. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.